V'dein. You also have to add into a seyem with this star. V'dein. That with this star that I'm giving you, you're getting it from me, it should be a sefer tirichun, a sefer of a gerishin, the gerish shemukin, a letter of freeing you, of leaving me, the get paturin, and that you're freed from me. Lamahach, from me, lehis naspoya lechol gavra the asivun, to any man that you want, you're allowed to get married to. That's what Yehuda added on, you're supposed to write inside a get. Now, gufa shall get shichru. What's the goof of the get shichru? Hare at baschurin. That you have to say in the star, you're baschurin. Or else, hare at leatzmecho. You are freed, you're by yourself. That's the goof of the star shichru. Verse says, pshita. Oh, ma lo li ishto. If you tell your wife, you write inside the get. Hare at baschurin liyom of leklim. If you write in the get, hare at baschurin, you're free lady, that means nothing. That's not called the get. Oh, my Lord, the Shivcha, so else if the master would tell to a Shivcha, Harayat Materzachalodom, you're allowed to get married to anybody right now. Oslo Yomaklum, he didn't say anything. That's not a get. That's not a Shtash Shivcha, that's a get. And you have to give your Shivcha, Shtash Shivcha, that means nothing. What about Oh, my Lord, the Isha Harayat Liatzmecha? He said to his wife, Harayat Liatzmecha, Ma, what's the locha? Legamri Kamalo? Did he mean to say completely that that's called a good, called good get? So Rashi says, Omel Ishta means, Lichtov Begita, means he told the Sefer, write this inside the get. So if the husband told the Sefer, write inside the get, that Harei Atli Atzmecha, you are to yourself. So now, what's the locha? Legamri Komolo, he means to say completely to yourself, that the get should be a good get. That means you're freed from me completely. Oy Limlocha Komolo, maybe no, you only meant to say you don't have to work for me anymore. But you're still my wife? Maybe that's not called a good lashon of a get. That was a shaila. All right, turn over. So Mr. Gemara says, Omer le Ravina Ravashi, Ravina Sat Ravashi, Toshma, come in here. This now we learn like this. Gufoy shall get. What's the goof of the get? Gufoy shall get shichrom. What's the main part of the get shichrom? Hareyat baschorim. You're a free girl. Hareyat liatzmcho. You are to yourself. So that's called the get shichru. It's not like this. O ma avda ma dech yiron evid. Dekone le gufa. You own the guf of your evid. Ki yom alei harayat liatzmecho. When you say this loshin in the shtar, you are to yourself. Kini gufa. That you mean to say you're giving up the guf of your shivcha. You're freeing her completely. So you see the loshin of harayat liatzmecho means completely. So who are din by your wife for a get that should also be good. If so, isha. The Leikoni Gufa, your wife, you do not own her completely. Leikoshchen, isn't it for sure? When you say this Lashon of a Reyat Liatzmecha, that for sure should be a good Lashon of a get. Omalei Ravina Ravashi. Ravina said to Ravashi. Omalei Liavdu. What's going to be if you tell your Evid like this? Ainli Esed Becho Mau. I don't want to have anything to do with you anymore. Mau. Is that a good Lashon Shichur or not? Omalei Rav Chanan Ravashi, V'yamrilon, some say Rav Chanan Michuznoi. The Ravashi, Toshma, come in here. Tatani would have like this. Ha'moicher avdoi liyavikichavim. If somebody sells his evit to a goy, the locher is yotz lecheris. Now that's an automatic knas that he has to go out free. V'tzorah get shichem a rabarishin. And the first master has to write him up and get shichem. Omer Rav Shimon Gamliel, the Medvar Mamurim, when was it said, Shalai Kosov Olav Oinoi, when the first master never gave the Yevon an Oinoi, Shtar Oinoi. We'll soon see what that means. Abu Kosala Olav Oinoi, but if the first master gave his Yevon a Shtar Oinoi, Zel Shichroroi, this is the Shichro. Now, Ma Oinoi, what does it say in the Shtar Oinoi? Omer Rav Sheshes, the Kosov Lei, it says like this, the first master gave his Yevon like this. Listen, I'm selling you to a guy, but I'm also writing you a shtar saying, that if you run away from this guy, you should know I have nothing to do with you anymore. So you see, that is called the get shichur. So you see, if the master tells his evid, I have nothing to do with you anymore, that is a lashon of freeing your evid. Because here the case is, the Jew sold him to a guy. When you sell him to a guy, lamaisa the locher is, that does not free him. You're only selling them to a guy. There's a kenas, you still have to write a get shichur. But we said if he wrote up the shtar oinei first, that is the get shichur. So you see, if you just write a lashon of aimli esek b'chor, that's also considered a good lashon for shtar shichur. Now, Rabbi Yehuda asked to our Mishnah, you have to say in the get is V'dein. From this piece of paper to the Hevel Lechimunot, you're getting from me, Sefer Terichu V'ger Ashrukin. There's Sefer of a get and there's for the letter to let you go. Now, but my Kim is looking, what's the Machlokes? The Tanakhama says you don't have to write inside the get V'dein and with this get. So what's the Machlokes? Rabbonin Savri Yadayin, Sheimachichas Heaven Yadayim. True, it doesn't say clearly in the get, but that's enough of the Yadayim. For this, we know what Ozba means. The Ozba means to let it go free with the Shtar. The Yafagad, the Lakos of Lovedain, even though you do not write inside the get with this, Mukhra Milsa, the Vagita, Kamagarishlo. But we understand when the husband gives you this piece of paper, what he meant to say is, with this piece of paper, you're going to go free. So the Rabbanan say, even if you don't write it inside, it's also kosher. If you have you the Sava, no, Yodayim Shein Mechichais. Yodayim means hands that are not 100% clearly what they mean. We have in Yodayim, it doesn't mean anything. So therefore here, since you did not say clearly with this get, the get will be puzzled. You have to say V'dein, with this get they want it for you. Now, the time, what's the reason why it's good? The cost of law V'dein, because you wrote inside V'dein with this get. So Mucha Milsa, the Baha'i Gita Kamagarish law. Then we see clearly the husband means with this get to free his wife. Avu Lakos of law V'dein, but if the husband did not write the words V'dein in it, Amri, then we say no, maybe B'diburai Girsha. Maybe the main thing the husband wanted to do was to Megarish his wife with Dibur, just telling her you're free. Ushtar Raya Bialmu. Not that he gives her a shtar, maybe it's only a proof, that's all. But maybe the husband does not mean really to free her with the shtar. Therefore it's called Yadayim Shein Mechichos. And of course, Rabbi Yehuda, the get is puzzle. Unless it's written inside the shtar itself that Ibn Afka wants to free her, let her go with the shtar. Omer Abaye said, Hayman the cost of Gita. Any sefer that writes up the get, Lelichta V'din, he should not write with the Yud, V'din, with the Yud. The Mashma V'din, it's Mashma, it's a Din, that's like, that's Mishpat. Ella V'din, you write it without the Yud. V'din means with this. With this shtar, he wants to be Megarish's wife. For the Lichta V'geris, don't write the word of V'geris. The Mashma Igris, don't write the Yud there, it's Mashma Roof. Ella Igeris, a letter. Meaning, with this letter, I want it for you. For the Lichta V'lamahach, you shouldn't write the word L'mahach. The mashma li mehach, me from this, it means to him. So you shouldn't write lemahach, but rather you should write down without the yud lemahach, means from this get, from me to you. For the licht of lemahach, and don't write the word either with a ches, lemahach, the mashma kichuchas, mashma joke. Now, that did you write inside the get, the yishavoyin, the yasevisin, that you could get married wherever you want to. Tlosa, tlosa yudin. You have to have three yuds in it, like we have it here. You have to have three yuds in it. To mashma, to heaven, to tzeven. Mashma, you can get married to whoever you want to. Because if it would have been mashma two, it wouldn't be mashma that way. But only mashma with two gittin, with two yuds, it wouldn't be mashma, you can get married to whoever you want to. Here Rashi says, the would have just said two, then we would say, miskerei, day, to heaven, the shayin, the alma. Just means, there are husbands around. V'chein, day, the atzman, because of klos yud, the mashma, shtei, v'shoy, lidosi. Otherwise, just mashma, there are husbands around. But it's not mashma, you're letting her go to any one of them. But we have three yuds there, that is mashma, you're telling her clearly she has the right to get married to whoever she wants to. Now, v'lurcha, levov, you're supposed to extend the vav to yasruchin or the vav to shvukin to mashma trichun shvukin. So Rashi says, because if you don't lower it down, then it's mashma stam sefer trichun means gerushas the alma. Just means this is the way people write gittin. Rel shvukin, leaving alone the alma. But that mashma, you want to leave her alone now. So you have to have it long. Velurcha levav de kadoi. And when they said the word kadai, also the vav should be long. Because if not, the mashma kdi in vain. For the licht if it's not rightly, it's nasva, they don't write this word. The mashma loy is nasva. That's mashma, she's not remarried. Elal is nasva. Right, that she could remarry. I boil you, I have a question like this. Bin and v'dein, or loy bin and v'dein.
The laloch lemaisa. Do you have to write inside the get the word redain, or don't you have to write down? Now the question is: we pass like Reb Yehuda, or don't we pass like Reb Yehuda? Toshema, come in here. The yaskin rava the gittin, rava men at the corner by gittin, like this. Eich plaunya bar plaunya. This man, the son of son and so so, potter he freed. V'toruch yaspolis he freed his wife so and so. That is nasi is the heavy is nasu and min kadom dino that she gets married to whoever she wants to from today. Mi yom dinan liyalim from today until forever. V'ilu v'dein lo komar, and he did not write inside the get v'dein. So you see, you don't have to write the word v'dein. So you see, we are not like Reb Yehuda. Someone says no. All the time kulu mi komar. Did he say here anyway all the words you have to write inside the get? He didn't write. Say any. He didn't say everything. Elabinan. It could be there are other things that you have to write. He just did not say all the things here. He just said over these things. So Tayyachinami Binan. It could be here, then also we hold like Reb Yehuda, that you do have to write down the word Vedain. Just here he didn't say it. But in the Chama Lach we do write down the word Vedain. Now, Miyoy Medinan from today, you have to say inside the get, you want the get to be from today, Lafukim Reb Yosi. Not like Reb Yosi, Yom Azvan Eshishtam Echiyacholov. That he says if you have today's date, that's enough. We all know that's not enough. You have to say clearly, from today you want to get to Michal. Uloilam, you say the get should be good forever. Lafuke midaboyim mine rovim rav nachman. The yomer, somebody says, hayoyim miyatishti, lamacharatishti. Somebody says, today I want you to be my wife and not tomorrow. So here also, you have to say, you mean the get should be good liyolam, and not just for one day. So you have to write down in the get, we want this get to be a good get, loilam. Alright, we'll stop here. Yeah, we're holding daf Tev Vav Amud Aleph. Just last Gemara again was. And last Gemara was again, Miyom Medinan Lafukim to Rabbi Yossi. That we have to say from today, it should be the get, is not like Rabbi Yossi. The Yom of Rabbi Yossi says, Man Shtar Mechicholov. But the fact you have today's date written in the Shtar, that alone shows us that you mean the get should take place from today. So we are not like Rabbi Yossi, therefore you have to write inside the Shtar, inside the get, that Miyom Medinan, from today, I want the het to take place. And also you have to write, Uli Olam, that you want this het to be forever. So Mora says, La fuke mi deboyim minei,